whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And we are here to rant and rave. A-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Scat-a-da-da. Nope, you don't like my scatting. I kept it short.
It was cute. Well,
one of these days, I'm going to sing you Ella Fitzgerald's song and you can hear all of my professional scatting.
Oh my God.
Mr. Paganini, one of my favorites.
Paganini? Why does that sound? Is that one of her songs?
Yeah. Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, oh, go on and sing it. And if you can't sing it, you simply have to.
Okay.
I love Ella. I love her.
Already knew you had a nice voice and could carry a tune. You actually really can sing.
No, I was being silly.
No, I'm kind of freaking out right now. And then the face that you made at your ending scatting is phenomenal.
I love it. What? I sincerely do it in my car.
Were you in chorus? I'm serious.
Yeah.
And did you also in college sing?
I did, but nobody thought I was special, Jessica.
Well, you have a really lovely voice. I'm serious.
Thank you.
And I've never heard Mr. Paganini.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I don't think I've ever heard that song, really.
I'll send it to you.
Kudos.
I'll record it when you leave before I pull down our equipment and send you my version. Can you imagine? I'm going to be like Alan sending you his mouth harp videos. You're going to be getting videos of me scatting at night and
please.
Alan playing mouth harp.
Oh my God. If you do, I'm going to send them to Ronnie Karam at Watch What Crappens because he and I still to this day are obsessed with this show that used to be on HGTV called Divine Design with Candace Olsen.
Oh.
And she's not a singer. We always assumed it was her. I don't know who it was, but we hate her intro because the intro is squeed up, dup, dup, dup.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And she just, it keeps
scatting.
I bet I would love it. You would. We would not, because we still laugh about it.
Because you would be laughing at me. Ronnie, if you're listening, don't you make fun of me.
Should Dana re-record Divine Design?
Oh my God, I would love to. When I was in Vegas with the That's Gold guys, a listener of ours came out to the recording, which was amazing. She spent the whole night with us. It was really funny. And she flipped out because she knew Ronnie from Watch What Crap. And she's like, I can't believe you know him.
I think a lot of our listeners know what Watch What Crap is. I mean, some do because they've reached, I've been like, oh my God. Or I've seen them post about it. But if you want to laugh your butt off.
That's, I watched some of their videos the other day and I was killing me.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Ronnie has been writing and reviewing and everything with shows for a very long time. And it really took off with his coverage of Real Housewives.
Yes.
That whole conglomeration. So yeah, check that out if you don't already know about them. And you very
They're
possibly
so
do.
They're so funny. They sell out
they
huge
tour.
Theaters. We
oh,
didn't
yeah.
even know.
Yeah.
We're terrible
They're
friends.
They're very humble about it. And
yes.
It's crazy.
I feel so horrible because I love Ronnie. I would support anything he does.
Yes.
And then I'm like, what are you talking about? He's hugely famous and I don't know it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that old thing.
He's so funny.
I know.
So, Jessica, do you want to tell people how they can get in contact with us and ask
I
us
sure do.
if we know any of their other favorite podcasters and people?
Please follow us and DM us and whatever else us on Instagram and Facebook, the Rants and Raves podcast. And that's a great way for us to stay in touch with you guys. And we always do fun little things and surprises on there that we can't do online or that come about after we've recorded. I, again, love it. We recently talked about the Kool-Aid Man, the bear that busted out of the house, and a listener sent a picture of a dog who was wearing like a little sign of shame that the owner made.
I loved it.
About the dog busting out like the Kool-Aid man. So we love callbacks.
Yes.
If you will. It's awesome.
We are connoisseurs of bits. Yeah. Any callback you got for us, we love it.
Absolutely. So follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast, Twitter at raves_the. You can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Also directly through our website and the contact button, therantsandravespodcast.com. Rate, yeah. Review, subscribe.
Please, please, we're trying to grow. And actually,
and
you guys,
the word.
We say it all the time. Like, please, guys, share us, whatever we're trying to grow. Mm-hmm. It's working.
Yes.
Like, we are growing, yes. And we know it's because of you guys. So thank you.
Absolutely.
So very, very much.
And we will tell you, we don't know the exact date and time yet, but we can tell you we will have our first live recording of a show.
Yes.
We're not always live. We're recording
we're
putting it up.
Yes.
We will have our first live
show.
Recording and show.
Yes.
In October. We will be able to give
you
that date
Angeles.
Very soon, but that's another reason to follow us on social media.
Because we'll be talking about it.
That's how you can find out about that. And Dana and I are going to be doing improv together again, which we've kind of never stopped doing. It's just not that we do it every week.
Every week, yeah.
And we have a new show.
We
with
have a show coming up this week.
Amazing women
yes.
that we will be performing with. Yep.
In fact, well, it'll be too late
yeah,
once this comes out.
This
what a dum-dum. We
I
should
know.
Have done this
for our
earlier episode.
Yep.
Well, guys, we had a show. It was
We had a show
incredible.
On Friday, September 13th.
It was so good.
It was so
Jessica
great.
Made people puke. She was so funny. They were laughing so hard. I became famous. It's just like...
She signed autographs all night.
Yeah. The paparazzi was there.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Wayans was like, you girls are the next it thing.
And then took us all out to Ruby's Shake Shack.
Ugh, you guys missed it.
Burgers.
Just lying. Just what I want it to be.
Yes. Sounds dreamy.
I was going to ask you how your week was, but I've seen you almost every second of this week.
It's true. Things are status quo today,
today,
right?
Yeah.
So I embrace that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
No goose is no goose.
Oh, I know something
no
that was magical
news.
About my week.
What?
You gifted me with not one, but two black liquid liners that I can't wait to use. I'm going to use one of them today before
Yay!
I go out later. I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She gave me an awesome little care package that was delightful. And, oh my God, I'm so excited to use this.
Yay.
Everything. Thank you. That
You're
was so
very
sweet.
Welcome. Well, you had already given me gifts and I was like, she's going to think this is payback. But I've been thinking about it since we talked about eyeliner. Also, is it really bad to have payback gifts? Probably not.
No,
I think it's lovely. So either way, it's fine. Dana, shut your brain up.
Everybody loves getting a gift.
Right? I even love getting cards.
Oh my God. The best.
Yeah. People don't do that enough. I actually bought three cards yesterday, one for each sister and one for my dad, just
Aww.
To randomly send them because it's been, you know, stressful times in our family. So
of
I
course.
Just want them to open their mailbox and see some happy.
Well, I was going to say there's nothing like that, right? Usually the mail is bills, okay?
Yes.
It's bills or people asking you for money.
Yes.
For good causes. But it's
nonstop,
right?
But you don't have it.
Right?
And then there's the coupon value pack, and I get furious at it because it's always like, no tires and a car wash. It's nothing I want.
I do too.
Floors.
But why do I open it
every single time
and think maybe there'll be one thing
maybe
in here?
Maybe there's a cat food coupon. Like,
okay.
That's all I keep
Solar
thinking.
Panel awnings for my Winnebago that I don't own.
Exactly.
It always is something
it
like
makes
that.
Me angry. It should be fun.
So when you open up a card, like my dad is the best about sending mail to everyone.
Really?
Like, yes,
so
he
lucky.
Sends cards. He sends me articles on a weekly basis.
I love that.
All kinds of stuff. And I'm sorry, I get ecstatic when I open, especially when I see it's from my dad, because I know it's going to be something fun.
Fun, yes.
But just something to break up the norm.
What if one time he sent you one and it just said, you're grounded? I got a bill and I'm grounded.
I would know that it's an imposter because my dad would have had a 10-point bullet list.
Why?
Like done in PowerPoint. Yes. Of what I had done to deserve such punishment, you know, and all that.
Amazing.
No, I'm kidding. But I love getting mail. So that's awesome. You're going to really make their day when they get that in the mail.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something so dumb I did this week? And then we'll move on into our rants.
Yes.
So my sweet little friend, Kate, she wanted to take me out for birthday dinner after mm-hmm. my birthday because my birthday was such a fiasco. And then mm-hmm. I went out of town and didn't get to see her. And so she was right. like, I want to take you somewhere you really want to go. And obviously, she's very young and hasn't lived out here long. So mm-hmm. I worry about her finances. And she's like, stop it. Don't do that. This is for your birthday. So we decided to go to La La's Argentinian Grill. Yum. It's one of my faves.
The best.
And it's reasonable. And it's so cute. Good. Yeah, it's delicious. Yep. And so we went. And the main dining room was closed for a private event. Oh. And I was so mad that only the patio was open. And there's only like four or five yeah. tiny tables out there. So they said it was a 45-minute wait for even mm-hmm. that. So we decided to go ahead and go somewhere else. And as we're leaving, this car pulls up in the valet. And it's my friend Jillian Bell, who's an actress. You may yeah. know her. If you haven't seen Brittany Runs a Marathon, go see it. It's getting incredible reviews. Yes, yes. It's opening in more and more theaters. I really do think it's going to be iconic and life-changing for a lot of women. Mm-hmm. She's hilarious. You've probably seen her. She was in Workaholic. She had her own show called Idiot Sitter. She's just yes. fantastic. So she pulls up with her sister Brianna, who is like her manager, and mm-hmm. they're very, very close. And I am so dumb because her life's a little different now. I've known her for years and right. years. Like, we used to go to El Pollo Loco together and right. scrape up pennies for extra tortillas, you know, and buying wigs together and yes. stuff for the groundlings. So, but her life is different now. And so I scared the shit out of them. I saw them and I just made a beeline for her and I go, you stupid, stupid bitch.
What?
Because that's something crazy we would normally do to each other.
Oh my God.
However, it terrified her.
Yeah.
And her face, she was like, oh, Dana. And then she gave me a big hug. And then Brianna comes marching out the other side and she goes, oh my God, Dana. And she gave me a hug. She goes, I didn't see you. All I heard was that. And I was like, a bitch is going to get cut.
Oh my
like, that's
God.
All she could think.
I would have been like, scared too.
I'm sorry. I thought it was funny.
Don't ever do that to me. Someone did that to me outside of IO one night, and they are lucky that they are alive to talk about it.
I mean, I didn't even think about it. Like, I just thought, oh, she'll recognize my voice and hear me. Like, but hey, kudos to me for having a great voice that didn't sound like me. I scared the crap out of my friends.
Unreal.
And also, she probably has to be a lot more careful in public now. She's very recognizable and, you know.
Oh,
and I
man.
Just scared her to death. Shame on me.
Yes. And this is a case where I am going to shame you.
I know. I feel
I don't like getting scared. Like, some people kind of like it.
Yeah.
But some people hate being scared. Some people hate surprises and all that. I would have possibly knocked you out.
Even if I had just said, you stupid, stupid woman, that may have not been as scary as saying you stupid.
Right. It's so weird and not like you. But seriously, if I hear something or I feel like someone's right behind me,
yeah,
I turn around swinging and I'm not looking first.
Well, noted.
Yeah. You didn't even do it to me, and I'm looking at you wide-eyed.
So
like,
angry.
Yeah, you heard?
Come at me, bro. Come at me. So maybe that's something I shouldn't do to my friends anymore.
Don't ever, ever do it, okay?
Okay. Well, on that happy note, we'll move on into our rants. I think I'm
You're
up first, right?
You are.
So this is from a listener. I'm going to read you it. Okay, so I have a little bit of a rant for you guys, and I'm going to preface this story by saying I love animals, especially dogs. But some people these days, laugh emojis. So my rant's about people taking their dogs in completely inappropriate places. For example, I saw a lady in Home Goods today. I honestly thought she was a worker because it looked like she was setting up a display.
Oh.
But it was really odd because it was in a chair. Anyway, when I walked back by a few minutes later, I saw her with a Pomeranian in a chair sitting on a throw pillow surrounded by fall decorations. She was having a fall photo shoot for her dog.
No.
This was on a chair and a pillow that someone is going to buy. Come on, people. Now, that is not wrong because that's an open anus. That's a... It's the truth. I heard somebody on RuPaul's Drag Race, I think, talk about this once and how they don't like animals. Their mom made them afraid of animals because she said, I will never have something that puts their open butthole on my furniture. And now it freaks me out. I hate them, she said. But this person's right. Don't go to a store. Not with your dog, not with your own face. Don't do a photo shoot in a store. Go to a selfie museum, you crazy maniac.
Or a park. Yes. Or just take a picture of your dog that you probably take 100 of a day.
And in California, I love how much we love our dogs. Like, California is a state that people are very good to their dogs. They walk them. They do, but they go a little nuts. And it's become a problem now that everybody's dog is a service dog.
Well,
and they're
people
not.
People are full of it. And that is actually really upsetting because of people that legit need to have their dogs.
Exactly. And I get a little.
Meaning need to have them with them at all times.
Yes. I was a little judgy yesterday at Target because I was coming down the escalator and I saw a young girl and her boyfriend or husband, whatever, with a very pretty dog and it had a vest on. And I thought it was like service dog or whatever. And I was like, you two are healthy. You're a couple of hipsters that want to take your dog to the coffee shop. And why are you so, do you see Lucy with me? I bet she'd have a ball in the Target. Like,
no, sir. And you have a tiny dog.
Yes.
You're still not going to cart her around everywhere.
And so, but then later, Jessica, I walked back by them and on the vest it said in training. So they were training this dog to be a service dog. So then I felt like a jerk.
I'm still skeptical.
No, but my friend Kristen, she went to the Beverly Hills Hotel for an outrageously priced semi-dinner. They didn't even really get like
at the
full,
Polo Club.
I don't know what it is, but my friend Judy lives near there and she took her and she sent me a picture. There were dogs there and I was like, you mean they allow dogs in the Beverly Hills? And I guess on the patio they do. Now, these dogs cost more money than probably my car.
Right.
And they looked like they had just freshly come from the groomer, of course. They were gorgeous. These big white, one was a puppy and one was an adult. Big white fluffy dogs. I don't know what they were. But yeah, dogs, I don't mind if you have your dog on the patio. And here's another
of
thing.
Course.
As long as they're not yappy at people.
Yes.
As long as they're socialized.
Correct.
Then I don't mind. But I do get jealous of people that get to travel with their animals because they're quote unquote service animals.
I know. We need to go back to that dog sitting on a chair
with its
and
open
a pillow
butthole.
With its butt. Yes. That kind of stuff has always annoyed me because people have allergies.
Yes.
So now your dog's sitting on the chair or all up in the pillows, which
and somebody's
is going to go
buy
into
it.
Someone's home and they're going to then lay their face on.
Yeah, and they don't know that your dog's butthole's been on it.
Yeah.
And they're going to snuggle their face into it.
We have a lot of dogs in my building. Uh-huh. I live in like a townhouse building. My God, you can, there's one dog out of all the ones that live there that you can hear a mile away. And his name is Mango. And he is a Pomeranian. And I thought he was real cute. And then it got old
yappy,
real quick.
Yappy, 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 yappy.
They yap like no other. So like every time I'm walking down like the driveway by the carports and everything, that dog barks. And the whole building can hear it. Oof. It's out of control.
I don't know how people can handle that. I would be like, please stop or I'm going to have to take you to a no-kill shelter. It would drive me crazy.
No, it's nonstop. I mean, yes, some breeds are yappier than others, but also it's the owner.
A little
bit. It's on
bit.
The owner.
Yeah, because Lucy, when she barks, I try to determine whether she's just being yappy because she's excited. And
She barely makes a... Like, if someone comes to the door, she
Yes, she'll protect her home.
Yes.
But other than that, she's really, really good.
Exactly.
Look at her. We're going to have to post those pictures of her coming back. Really, really she's excited to get into
so
the job.
Cute. I'm taking another picture of her
you
right
know,
now.
I'll be honest, Jessica. We are... She chose us because Dan Tipton is working from home today.
It's true.
And she misses him. Like, she is a daddy's girl. But she's like, sorry, Dad, I gotta go do my podcast.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, the little kitty.
She loves podcasting.
She's so cute.
Anyway, I understand that bringing dogs, that her specific situation that she witnessed, that's really, really bad.
Yes.
That's not just like bringing your dog on an airplane.
No.
That's out of control. Little bit out of control. And also, this is a little bit Hollywood. People who are really important in Hollywood can bring their dogs anywhere, but those of us who aren't cannot.
Yes. No, I've been in some places where I've noticed that too. And I'm even like to work, kidding, right?
I'm like, what do you mean you get to keep your dog in your trailer?
Yes.
That must be fun.
Uh-huh.
I don't get that privilege.
Also, I can't stand when people, I don't mean with an elderly dog. I'm not talking about the cute ones, people pulling their dog in a cart or a wagon. But again, there are young dogs that are fine, but are treated
in
like better than most
humans. They have more expensive strollers than I ever had for my child.
And they're all primped and whatever. Uh-huh. And it actually makes me angry because your dog does need to walk. It's an animal. It needs to get exercise.
That's true.
I'm like, why is that dog in a stroller?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not talking about an injured or elderly dog.
Yeah.
It's just a Pekingese that they want to put on parade.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shih tzus in strollers.
Uh-huh. Yes. I actually did see a really cute Instagram video the other day, though, of a little terrier in a baby doll stroller and the little three-year-old pushing it through the grocery store.
I don't like that.
I just thought it was cute.
Because I have a picture of me as a kid pushing a stroller, but the dog is next to me on a leash, Jojo the Schnauzer, and I have Holly Hobby in my stroller.
Yeah.
Like a child. Like it should be.
Jessica, you're so mad.
I didn't put the dog in the stroller.
Yeah, well, she did. Well, her parents did, I'm sure.
Why does
it make you so mad? Because they need to walk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you don't want their muscles to atrophy.
Why is the dog in a stroller?
Because it's cute.
I see people do that at trade shows and it makes me livid.
Yeah, I'll tell you, for some reason, I have an adverse reaction to when they matchy-match dressing. That
dog and owner? Uh-huh. That's just
It drives me crazy. I don't know why they do it.
May I never see that.
Yeah, I've seen it quite a bit. It's really weird.
Do you know what I do love? I have to say, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but they're just brilliant and they don't really work for dogs. It works for cats.
Okay.
There are so many costumes now that literally are just like a thing that kind of attaches around the cat's neck. No, but it hangs down.
From the front and it looks like they're walking whatever. Yes.
Like picture Puss in Boots from Shrek.
Yes, yes.
And it'll be that costume
exactly.
I've seen
doggy ones that are football players. So that's a helmet and then the body hangs down. They're so fun and they come running at the camera.
The cat ones I'm kind of obsessed with.
They're fun. You know, I've mentioned this before. Wendy McClendon Covey.
Oh, yeah.
She very frequently dresses her cats up. And you can tell they're like, this woman feeds me. And she does cat shows. And she voices them. It's so funny.
I'm okay with
it. She's got taco ones. She's got...
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, let's move on to your rant. I feel like this... rant, somebody is like, this is specifically for Dana.
Oh my God. They did a name you in this. So this also comes from a listener and she says, so I've been wanting to write in about this for a while. I know Dana talks about putting things in her bra.
Constant.
Totally understandable. I do it too. Sometime when I just need to put my phone somewhere quick in the waistband of my pants or leggings, things without pockets won't cut it. I've had to put my phone in my bra. However, I can't stand when someone carries their whole wallet in their bra or cleavage. I worked at a library, and when I would ask for a patron's library card to check their account, this woman pulled out a stack of cards from her breasts.
Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable.
Mind you, it's also August in Houston, Texas. The humidity and temperature are high. You are drenched in sweat just walking from your car to the parking lot. So this woman pulls a wad of cards from her sweaty chest.
No.
I cringe because I don't want to touch her wet library card.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask her to scan it herself, or I probably would have. I think I held the card with my index and middle fingers like chopsticks.
Ugh.
Trying so hard not to touch the surface of the card too much. When returning the card to her, it was like watching an accident. You wanted to look away, but couldn't. She stuffed her cards back down into her shirt and bra like someone was stuffing a turkey. There was an adjustment period because this woman also blessed with larger boobs. And now I immediately went to wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she does too when she touches her sweaty boobs and stash of cards in her bra that aren't protected by a wallet. Also, I would be scared that I would lose them or they would fall out. But I guess she knows best. Lastly, underboob sweat is awful. Even me with mosquito bites for boobs gets it. So I know she definitely has that going on. on this hot and humid August day.
Oh my God, that letter made me laugh so hard.
Absolutely hilarious.
Okay, so I may have to send you a picture. We may have to post it. It is a private picture I sent to Dan Tipton, but nothing's showing.
Right.
Well, I'll let you be the judge.
Okay.
Legitimately, one day, for a full day, I lost my AirPods.
What are AirPods?
My earbuds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, droid user. I could not find them and I was so aggravated. Literally, I had stuffed them between my boobs and found them at the end of the night when I got dressed.
Done it.
One time, very recently, I don't know what I was paying for, what I had to do. I just remember it was a male person I had to give it to. And I needed an extra dollar. And I was like, I know I have it. And then I was like, oh no.
Uh-huh.
I remembered.
Yep.
In front of him, I had to pull it. And I go, I'm so sorry. And he goes, it's okay.
My mom always would leave her purse in the car and just pull out license.
And put it in her boobs.
Credit card and cash. Yep. And just stuff it in her bra.
I would never put a stack, though. They would fall out.
Well, the problem is if you're like me and you just sweat, period.
Yeah.
I keep everything in my back pocket and I basically wear jeans 7 days a week. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like my preferred attire. I always have my debit card and then whatever else in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I was recently at the Rose Bowl and it was so freaking hot. It was an outdoor flea market.
I saw you post pictures. I was like, I don't know how she's doing that.
Oh my God. So I kept taking people's business cards. And because I didn't have my purse, I had like a huge bag that I was putting the stuff in I was buying. I kept putting the cards in between like my license and my debit card. So I'm like, oh, that'll keep them from getting all messed up. It was so hot. I sweat through like the back pocket of my jeans. And when I went to take the stuff out, they just kind of disintegrated. And all the dye had run from the business cards.
My face feels like it weighs 10,000 pounds.
There's a bowl right here. There's a bowl right here.
Jessica. That was straight up butt sweat.
Upper cheek. It's not coming from the butt. It's the butt. Upper cheek.
It's still butt related. You butt sweated through your license and debit card to ruin business cards.
I couldn't even salvage them.
I'm already on edge.
The best part is when Dana, that's her cute little gag. Like if I gag, it's a full-on dry heave. When she makes that noise, you think like, oh, isn't that cute? Her tongue rolls like how a kid does it. Both of my nieces can do it and I can't. They're like, can you roll your tongue? I'm like, eh. Her tongue is rolled like a taco.
Right before we recorded, the evil monster cutter came out and I was trying to hold on to her because she was puking grass. She had eaten grass and I didn't want her to get on the carpet. So I could feel, talking about it, I can't.
Don't
do it. I
can
feel her.
Nope. Oh God, I'm getting the bowl.
I can't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Moving on.
Keep your stuff out of your sweaty parts, okay? Carry a wallet.
Oh my God, it's so rude. People that shove money in their sock and then pull it out.
Ew.
Oh God.
Except I could really go for a pair of kangaroos that had the little side zipper.
Yes.
Which, what use that? You know when that was good when you were a kid and you needed to carry a quarter in case you got lost a half a mile from your house at a 7-Eleven and needed to call your mom to come pick you up from a payphone.
So this was 1912 you're talking about?
Oh, I'll my God.
What, when I lost my phone,
mm-hmm.
I was like, legit, there's not even a payphone.
No.
I have to ask someone if I can use their phone to get a hold of Dan Tipton.
Absolutely.
It's kind of weird.
And it is nuts because I thought, well, those are clearly gone because most payphones are gone. I have seen them once in a blue moon. And I'm like, well, it's clearly not operational. And I'm like, oh, it is. And it actually, if I remember correctly, took a swipe. It looked exactly like the ones from when we were kids.
Yeah, but it took a credit card swipe.
It could take a card. And I'm like, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It really wouldn't
if
because
someone
I
lost
was,
a phone.
If I hadn't been with Kristen, like trying to get a hold mm-hmm. of Dan and everything, because she was on the phone with somebody else trying to figure stuff out, I don't know what I would have done. I would have had to ask a stranger, can I use your phone? Which when people ask me that, I'm very wary.
Well, somebody just asked me that on Sunday and I said no. And I could tell that my friend who I thought would be, of all people, my friend would be like, I wouldn't give him my phone either. I'm like, did you think that was wrong? She's phone. Like, eh. The woman looked nice, but approached me. We were at the Grove, not the Grove, Century City.
Uh-huh.
And she asked me, and I have to be honest with you, it really just, I got a weird vibe. I can't explain
it. I don't like it.
And she was well-dressed and well-presented and whatever. And she goes, I'm so sorry. She was older than me. She's like, I'm trying to meet my daughter. My phone just won't work. And I thought, well, we're in an underground parking lot. So why would you think mine would work?
Yeah.
And her phone was on. I could see that it was on. It wasn't the best. So I just said, I'm sorry. No. But I like kind of snapped at her. Yeah. By the way, just this actually makes it really come full circle. I always put my debit card in my back pocket instead of back in my dang wallet. So we were there and I was freaking out, dumping my purse out on the car seat because I was trying to find my, oh God, I'm just picturing my dad listening to this now. Dumping my purse out on the car seat because I'm like, I just had my debit card.
Oh God, yes. That's why I don't, I try not to put stuff in my pocket.
Yeah, I had just used it, but guess where my debit card was? In my wallet.
Oh my God.
But in like a compartment that I never
use. Normally, I do that too and it drives me crazy.
Yeah. She caught me off guard, number one, so I don't like that. Do not approach me when my back is turned or I'm getting into a vehicle or something like that. Like, I've had people come up and ask me for money and it scared the daylights out of me. It's like, do not approach anyone like that, right? But I was very wary about the phone. And my friend goes, what did you think she was going to do? I'm like, I really don't know.
I don't know. A lot of things go through my mind. Run off with it, slobber on it, get face grease on it.
Put something, I'm serious, put something on it that then gives them access to my phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a crazy person. But yeah,
well,
I
had a young guy ask me in a hotel lobby one time if he could. And I said, he was like, gave me some story. Like, I got to call, I got to try and get a hold of my brother.
Uh-huh.
I deleted him from WhatsApp and I need to call, but I don't have calling on. And I was like, I go, well, if you give me his number, I'll dial it for you and you can speak to him on speaker, but I don't want to give you my phone.
Right.
And he goes, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, I gave you an option. So clearly you had some other.
And of course, I'm not a fool or a heartless person. Neither are you. If it was an emergency, I would call on someone's behalf, their family, 911, whatever it needed to be.
Immediately.
But no, I'm sorry. We're like, and we're in a mall. She could have gone to any store or gone to the info booth and asked them. It's like, it just really was weird.
Yeah,
so sometimes you got to go with your instincts.
You do. You do. And you know what? If you go to hell for it, then.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Let's take a
cleansing breath. I don't want to talk any more about sweaty boobs because didn't I say on the show one time that my friend was like, it smelled like cottage cheese. And I was like, girl, wash your boobs. Girl, wash your boobs. Ew.
Yeah. Maybe your friend needs to be gifted some body wash.
Here's one of my tips for sweaty boob syndrome.
Oh my God.
SBS. You know the vagina cream I put on my face?
Yeah, I thought it was hemorrhoid cream.
I do that too.
Okay.
So, I feel like we've talked about it. The primer, it's a chafing gel that Monistat makes, and it's a silicone-based cream almost.
Oh.
And I put it on my face as a primer because it's the same as like Smashbox's primer.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But I also do use it under my this a lot of information.
Hilarious.
To keep from sweating.
Okay.
Yeah. To keep
Didn't
it from
know that.
Chafing. You can get heat rash.
Yes,
there's all kinds
yes.
of there's all kinds of boob issues that can happen.
Maybe I'll have to post a picture for us.
Of my boobs?
No!
Oh, because I have that. That's the
boob. I don't know why I just said that. Of the tube, the bottle. You know what? Yeah, let's take a breath. A deep breath.
If you're by yourself, go ahead and follow along. If you're not by yourself, follow along and don't explain yourself. We're going to take in some oxygen. And in. And. That felt nice.
It did feel nice.
I really try to commit, and it feels good when you commit. Because there have been times where we're doing that, and I start to laugh at the end because I'm a child. And then it's not as nice.
You have to try to be quiet.
Yes.
And then you can't stop laughing.
Yes.
No.
We're going to move into our corners. And can I just say that I'm throwing a... Oh, no. Your dad's not going to like it. I was going to say I'm throwing a curveball at you. But we talked so much about balls last week.
Oh, my God.
So I'm throwing something out of the blue at you. How's that? A blue ball. Oh, good one, Dana. High five. when I high-fived myself. So crazy. I wanted to do a corrections corner that is finally for me.
Oh.
So we're all familiar, I think, with our fart episode. And now I asked for a cheek peel because I said it's the cheeks.
Most horrifying thing I've ever heard from her, but go on.
Well, we have a listener at Ramduke that wrote in to correct me. So scientifically, I am duty bound to let you know it is not the cheeks that make the sound. It is the sphincter and how tight or loose the sphincter may be.
Didn't need to know that.
Science!
Oh my God.
So I apologize.
He wrote a very lengthy
description. It's very detailed. It made me giggle. My bad.
Oh my God.
I will still continue to ask for a sphincter push.
Push?
Yeah, push it apart. Is that? Because a sphincter peel sounds terrible, but a push sounds kind of cute.
Oh my God.
Give that old sphincter a push.
That is amazing. You guys need to know that while I have been sitting here with Dana recording, my dad is catching up. He's had a very busy schedule, and he was quite
we missed him.
We really did.
Yeah.
He had fallen quite behind on the episodes, and he keeps cutting in as I've been with Dana today with, excuse me.
Which is my favorite, because it's you. It's so you.
And the latest one he sent us not that long ago while we were recording is a gif of a Sasquatch. And he wrote Sasquatch porn with like 10 question marks.
It's real. It's real, Mr. Young. I've never watched it.
He also said, catching up on old podcasts, excuse me, Poop Wind and Gas X.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. You guys had a conversation about emitting gas. Multiple exclamation points.
He's so disappointed.
So
he's
mad
like,
at me.
I get off track for 2 weeks and these girls are off the rails.
He said, also, tell Dana a few weeks ago, I was getting gas and I went inside to pay, came out and opened the door to the wrong car. The lady who was pumping had a toddler in the back seat.
Oh my God.
Thank goodness I apologized and she understood it was a mistake. He clearly just heard the episode where Dana...
I got into a family's car.
Into a set of the car with her father and her son.
He's lucky he didn't get tasered.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Right?
If my baby was in the car, I would shred someone if they tried to get in.
Oh yeah. Well, I would just scream. I know it happens. I would think somebody was coming in to carjack me.
Once we got it all figured out and it was an accident, I'd be able to giggle. But
right.
Before that, I'd probably rip your arms off and poke out your eyeballs.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so are we ready to get into our other corners?
We are.
So I'm up first, even though I did a corrections corner.
No, do it.
This is a cool one. This is actually from NBCnews.com. I'm not sure who it's written by. Oh, by Caroline Radnofsky and Ali Gostanian. Florida cop finds bottle containing ashes, dollar bills, and a touching message. This bottle contains the cremation ashes of my son, Brian, the letter read. I'm sending him on one last adventure. And there's a picture of the cop, Sergeant Paula Pendleton. A Florida police officer has helped a grieving family send a much-loved father on one last unexpected wild ride. Sergeant Paula Pendleton was on patrol on September 5th in Walton County, Florida, when an item of lost property was handed in from one of the Panhandle's Gulf of Mexico beaches. A bottle containing $4 bills, a handwritten note, and a small pouch holding what appeared to be human ashes. This was according to a post on her force's Facebook page. This bottle contains the cremation ashes of my son Brian, who suddenly and unexpectedly passed on March 9th, 2019, the letter explained. More than anything, he longed to be free, so I'm sending him on one last adventure. Brian Mullins from Dallas, Texas, was just 39 years old and was deeply loved, the letter said. Hi, my name is Peyton, added another note, this time from Brian's daughter. When my father passed, I was 14 years old. It has struck our whole family pretty hard, and so far it's been a very hard road. But like my granny said, he loved to be free, so that's exactly what we're doing, she wrote. Enclosed were contact details for the letter writer and her granddaughter, with instructions to use the cash to cover the cost of a phone call to let Brian's family know where the bottle had been found. The discovery was particularly meaningful for Pendleton, the sheriff's office explained in its post, because she's a recent widow. Her husband passed away in April of 2018, age 50, after a sudden illness. Quote, who would have known when it washed up on our shows it would have gotten to me, Pendleton said. Brian Mullins' family had launched the bottle containing his final remains in Destin, Florida on August 1st, they wrote, just one county away from where Pendleton found it. So she decided to help give his trip a little boost. I'm delivering it to one of my fishing charter buddies so that he can drop Brian way out in the Gulf while he's out there so he can get to travel and explore this great big world, she texted the family in between the day's assignments. Pendleton also wanted the family to know, she wrote, that Brian got to do a ride-along with the deputy sheriff before he drifted out on his adventures once again. That just gave me chills.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I think that his family needed it. This sergeant needed it. Like, it was just such a culmination of sweet-minded acts that all came together to kind of bless everyone involved. Mm-hmm. And I think it's precious.
I also do think that timing sometimes is just, I always am like, did that happen for a reason? Uh-huh. Is this coincidental? Is this the universe? Did something align? Is there someone, something? Whatever. It's very cool that it happened the way that it did.
Yes.
And I love when the unexpected adds something to somebody that wasn't planning for that to come their way. Right?
And I love the kindness. Like, it wasn't somebody that was like, yeah, $4.
Right.
You know, that she really did read the letter, take it into consideration, contact the family, and then took it a step further by sending him out into the sea.
Yeah.
Ah, it's beautiful.
I love when people keep things going. Even, I mean, did your son ever do this? They had that flat Stanley.
Yeah, no, he has never done it, but someone.
But like that kind of stuff, I love it. I sent something once for a friend's kid to Georgia. I was like, ooh, I'm going to send like pine cone and a postcard. Like, all these things, California specific. Like, it's
so cool. Somebody sent me a flat Stanley for her daughter one time from back home. So I took her flat Stanley to Modern Family.
Amazing.
I took it to, what's that Chuck Lorre show I was on? Oh, Mom.
Yes.
I took it to Mom, and which is right next door to 3 1/2 Men. So I got all these cool flat Stanley pictures and the Hollywood sign, and you know.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, again, for sending in. I'm sorry if you already said this. That also came to us from a listener.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you, Florida Cop, for being so kind.
Indeed. Okay. This one is, I guess, a weirdo of the week,
I guess, or like villains. I don't know. Villains everywhere. No, 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 no.
Villains. Oh my God. NASA investigating first ever crime in space after astronaut gets accused of hacking bank account from space.
I mean, what?
NASA is said to be investigating a claim that one of its astronauts accessed the bank account of her estranged spouse.
Whoa.
While on board the International Space Station in what may be the first crime committed in space. I can barely read this with a straight face.
Though.
I know. It's weird because you don't think about anything like this.
No, it's the Wild West up there.
Astronaut Anne McLean sounds like a character from Die Hard. And Summer Warden, an Air Force intelligence officer, married in 2014 and split. This is boring. The pair had been involved in a custody battle over Warden's young son for the past year, but things got even more complicated recently after Warden accused her ex-spouse of illegally accessing her bank account
from
aboard the ISS. McCain admitted logging into the bank account from outer space, but denied any wrongdoing, claiming that she was just keeping an eye on the family finances to make sure their son was well taken care of. Ms. Warden says she became suspicious after noticing her ex-partner knew details about her spending, and when she asked her bank about the locations from where the account had been accessed, she learned that one of the computer networks used was registered to NASA.
That's insane.
The woman then filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission alleging improper access of private financial records and identity theft. There's unequivocally no truth to these claims, McLean wrote. We've been going through a painful personal separation that's now unfortunately in the media.
Yeah, that is a shame. But can I just say?
So weird.
Here's what I think, though. Honestly, I think sometimes astronauts go crazy. Remember the lady who wore diapers and drove across the country to confront her husband's lover?
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
She wore diapers so she wouldn't have to pull over?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's insanity.
And you know why, Jessica?
Insanity.
Do you know why they're going crazy? Because they see UFOs and they're not allowed to talk about it. That's why.
Wait, the diaper wearing woman is also an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what's happening. They're under these strict Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, all of them.
No,
I'm telling you.
Nothing bad has come out about those men.
I'm telling you, it was either Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong. Like, there's a documentary about it, and their family and friends and stuff are like, yeah, he's battled depression. He's not who he used to be. And he openly says, it's because I know a lot of things I'm not supposed to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But this is also a little bit kismet because last night Close Encounters of the Third Kind was on.
Uh-huh.
And Alan was changed. I'm like, why'd you change it? He goes, I didn't feel like watching it. I was like, what? I saw the scene where the little boy gets taken.
Yes.
And I remember it so clearly from when I was a kid. And I'm like, that scared the living daylights out of me.
For sure. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
It still was scary watching it last night. And I knew what was going to happen and that he comes back alive at the end. But, it was.
You ain't ever going to convince me that in the universe, we're the only intelligent things because we are dumb.
It's also just the fact that they see that there can be life elsewhere.
Yes.
And that we don't even... Look, we barely know that much about our own galaxy, which is, eight planets?
Air Force pilots and stuff are like, I've seen a bunch of stuff and we can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. That's why this woman went crazy and tried to get into her partner's bank account from space.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, it's really not that smart because if you're going through a list of where was I accessed and NASA pops up,
yeah,
it's pretty identifiable.
It's like, well, I know a lot of people who work at NASA.
I know a ton of people at NASA.
Try to narrow it down another way.
Can you tell me what department at NASA? Because I can think of 6 or 7 people. That is crazy.
It is crazy.
And also the idea of thinking literally it's in space. So how do they charge her? Are there any laws?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start
getting... I didn't think Wi-Fi spanned that far.
I can't get my Wi-Fi to work in my house.
Thank you.
Jeez. I'm like, I live in the middle of a huge city and I have a hard time getting my Wi-Fi. I'm like, don't pause my South Park when I'm watching to catch up.
God.
I got important things to learn.
You guys are my best friends.
I was watching the episode, what is it, where they do the song, because those guys, they wrote Book of Mormon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're super, they do a lot of musical things and stuff, and the one that they were doing was Boogers and Cum. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's about Yelp reviewers when Yelp first started happening, and it was everybody would go into restaurants and be like,
yes,
I'm a Yelp reviewer.
Seen, yes.
And so
absolutely.
They're like, enjoy your boogers and cum.
Uh huh. Oh my God.
I don't know how we got off on that. Sorry.
Oh boy.
Well, let's move into better things.
Like a nice rave.
I don't think it's going to be hard to beat boogers and cum, but... Okay, so this article is by Ali Torgan. It's from CNN. It's called, He Quit His High-Paying Job to Build Beds for Kids Who Sleep on the Floor. I'm in already. Twin Falls, Idaho. A simple project to help a family in need stopped Luke Mickelson in his tracks. In 2012, he and his family were inspired to build and donate a bunk bed after learning there were local children who slept on the floor. This little girl had a nest of clothes. It looked like a little bird's nest, and that's what she slept on. That's what her bed was, Mickelson said. said. When we delivered the bed, she hugged it and she could not let go. Shocked to discover how widespread this need was in his close-knit community, Mickelson founded Sleep in Heavenly Peace, a nonprofit that builds and delivers beds to children in need. It was such an eye-opener to me, he recalled. I sat there in silence thinking, is that really what's going on? Born and raised in Idaho, Mickelson, now 41, was a high school quarterback turned family man. A churchgoer with a thriving career, he coached his kids' sports teams and fished in the nearby river. But when he met children who were sleeping on the floor, his idyllic life changed course. I had no clue about what the need was, Mickelson said. There's kids next door whose parents are struggling just to put food on the table, clothes on their back, a roof over their head. A bed was just a luxury. Using safety guidelines and his daughter's bunk bed as a template, Mickelson started buying wood and supplies to build beds with his own money. He recruited friends and family members to help out around the holidays. As word spread, interest and involvement from his and other communities surged, along with Mickelson's bunk bed output. That first project, we built 11 bunk beds in my garage, he said. The next year, we did 15. Then it doubled every year. In 2017, we built 612 bunk beds.
Amazing.
Mickelson set up a formal charity, complete with training courses, construction manuals, and local chapters so communities from coast to coast could join the movement.
Yes.
With the motto, "No kid sleeps on the floor in our town," the nonprofit and its more than 65 chapters have built and delivered more than 1,500 free beds to children across America. But along with the rapid growth, Mickelson was faced with a tough choice, advancing his career or his nonprofit. He chose the latter and went from making great money to zero money, and he's never looked back. I found that the need I have isn't financial, he said. The need I have is seeing the joy on kids' faces, knowing that I can make a difference. Come on.
Another selfless act.
They have an interview with him. It's kind of long, so I won't go into it, but this guy's a real gem.
Yeah.
They find confidence and they get a good night's sleep. It's tremendous for these children. Mm-hmm. They learn how to take care of things. They also want to help build it. They want to run the drills. Like, they're mm-hmm. also learning in the process.
Right.
When we deliver a bed, that's where the rubber meets the road. We make sure that they understand this is your bed. This mm-hmm. is yours. This is a possession of yours. I love that they do that. Because that is, it's empowering.
Yes.
It's safety and it's empowering and it's ownership and learning to take care of something. Like mm-hmm. they said, I just love everything about it. This guy's a hero. Luke Mickelson, you're a hero.
Yes. And again, picture not having a bed. I mean, we've all had to sleep in all different situations, but
it's
is your norm on a nightly, daily basis.
I can't.
To sleep on the floor. It's not comfortable. It's awful. It's not well rested.
Yeah. So again, that his organization is called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. It's a nonprofit if you guys want to look mm-hmm. it up. And maybe open a chapter in your neck of the woods.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Very, very cool. My rave this week is coming to us from Ireland. Oh my God.
Where?
From Ireland. Oh man, I will definitely read this sans accent.
Not a stereotype at all, Jessica.
I'm so bad.
I'm the worst. I'm a terrible, terrible accenter.
I'm also wondering if you say Dubliner or Dubliner, because isn't it like the cheese called Dubliner?
I have
but you
no
wouldn't call
clue.
Someone from Dublin a Dubliner. Wouldn't you call them a Dubliner?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Here goes nothing. Homeless Dubliners to give tours with a difference as tourism booms.
Mm.
The city's homeless will lead parties of tourists under a scheme which will train them as tour guides. Dublin's Phoenix Park boasts the official residence of Ireland's president, but for a while it was also home to Eddie Dooner, who lived there in a tent with three dogs. Dooner plans to return to his old haunt soon, but this time he will be leading a party of tourists under a scheme which trains the city's homeless as tour guides.
Oh.
Ireland is in the grips of a housing crisis, with homelessness topping a record 10,000 people, according to housing charities. My Streets Ireland, one of some 1,400 social enterprises in the country that tackle social and environmental problems, while also making a profit to reinvest in their missions, aims to give homeless people new skills and an income. Enthusiastic and articulate, Dooner is keen to dispel the stigma of homelessness while showing off his home city. "I want to change people's views," he told Reuters Foundation during a walk around the capital. "Just because you're homeless doesn't mean you're a bad person. You still have a good heart."
Mm-hmm.
The tour's launching mid-March, coming at a time of booming tourism in Dublin, which attracted an estimated 6.4 million visitors in 2018. The guides will get 50% of the ticket sales, and the rest plowed back into running the project. Right?
Wow.
So it's hopefully benefiting all the way around, right? Yeah. If they're getting half of the ticket sales,
half of it. That's amazing.
And then that's going back to the program, meaning to train them. And
now, are they getting paid regularly, or is it just commission-based?
That I do not know.
I'm just curious. Either way, it's lovely.
Way to put me on the spot.
I'm sorry about that.
I have no idea.
I'm really sorry.
Director Austin Campbell said he helped set up the scheme. By the way, that must be a European...
It must be a European term. Yeah. Because to us, that's like...
It sounds shady. Which is hilarious. Pardon me. Somebody correct us. Lynn, you're in the UK. Send us a correction if you're listening. We want to humanize the issue. This gives them the chance to earn money and tell the real story of homelessness behind the statistics. The crisis has been fueled by a major lack of affordable and social housing.
Wow. I didn't realize they were having a homeless problem.
I didn't either. So
that's really interesting. I'm trying to think. There would have to be like some sort of uniform or something, right? Like there has to be a screening process. I'm trying to think how I would respond if I went to take a tour of something.
Right.
And there was...
Well, here's...
Oh, there's a picture?
I don't know. That's Patrick. That's,
yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I went on an incredible tour when I was in London. I mean, there's many tours, and a lot of times I'm like, it's cheesy, whatever. But I went on a very good walking tour, and the guy happened to be phenomenal. But I think this is incredible. Again, empowering people and taking a need for something. People want to have tours, right? That is a very tourist-driven business, obviously. Helping get them off the streets, if they can make money from it, and maybe that helps them get into housing,
right?
And now this is, again, now they're employable. Maybe after doing the tours they would then be able to work in a museum. You know what I'm saying, things like that. It's just,
and socializing,
instead of letting
them
people
more,
rot and waste away. Help people when they can.
A lot of times, you know, with homelessness comes isolation.
This is getting
them involved in their communities and socializing them as well, which are all wonderful interpersonal skills and, preparing them to re-enter society, really, because it's like they've been outcast.
Yes, and empowering them.
Yeah.
Again, we've talked about this many times before. Most people will say, when asked, what do you wish could be different? Usually they're not saying, I wish I had a home or a bed, which, yes, I'm sure. That's probably obvious. They say, I wish people would treat me like a human being. Or look them in the eye. Or if nothing else, just say, have a good day, or God bless you, or a smile, or whatever.
I've actually had homeless people say to me, thank you for saying hello. Thank you for the smile. Thank you. You know, because I don't just turn a blind eye, because I don't mind if they ask me. If I have it to give, I will. But if I don't, I'll say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything right now. I hope you have a wonderful day. Like, I'll say something kind. And they really do appreciate it. Because they do get treated poorly. And then people are always wondering, are you scamming? Like, I just saw a video the other day of this woman in New York that had the arm braces and would walk through and get money all day long. And then she was literally young and gorgeous and wealthy and going out with her friends at night to party. It's
disgusting.
Yeah. And so then people are wary of helping others who really do need the help.
She should actually, she was caught, right? She should be charged. Her community, to me, I'm going to sound so archaic, but I really do think this. Her servitude, if you will, her punishment, her community service, whatever it is, should be to have to work with
volunteer
people with disabilities or people that are on the streets and things like that.
Yes.
To give her a hardcore dose of reality of how disgusting and disrespectful and insane that is to do that.
Yeah.
When people truly are so desperate that they need help.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wonderful plan. I really hope that instituting it, it works.
Totally.
I'm still thinking, my brain wheels are still turning.
No, totally.
I love it. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Wow. We've made it.
We made it. We hope you guys could hear us loud and clear.
Yes, I plugged in the microphones. I kept looking at the screen, making sure.
Yes.
I guess we'll be back at the same place next week. I want to, for my weekly point to ponder, it actually is a point to ponder. And if you have feedback and opinions, I'd love to hear them. Flu shites. What? Jeez,
flu shites. From Ireland. brought to you by Blarney Killikin Arnie.
I hate you. Okay. Flu shots, you guys. Yes or no? God, it's ruined. The whole show is ruined. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.